L'meil hedge. It's not nice to go straight in, to go along the kreisel of the tzofim, where you see the whole time the entrance into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. More of Rabbi Yossi. What was Rabbi Yossi's svar? He says, no, you could go along the kreisel of the tzofim. As you're walking along, you say that you're seeing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's not nice, like, to look inside. Or Malach, Rabbi Yossi says, no. Chaviv in Yisrael, shle yisrichon ha-kosav l'shliach. The kreisel is very choshev, they don't need a shliach. A choshev is that. So Rashi learns pshat that Klai Yisrael is choshev means that anybody could go into the Beis HaMikdash and be nispalo whenever they want. That's a pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech. He said when he built the Beis HaMikdash, whoever wants to could come in and to daven. The Rishonim don't like that terrorist. The Rishonim and the Ritzvah, they both said that pasuk was talking even about a goy, that a goy could also go into the Beis HaMikdash to daven. So they learned the pshat is that usually when the Kohen Gadol or when the Kohen goes into the Eichel, he has to wear his mil that makes noise, like to make noise before he comes in. That's like make himself, you know, announce that he's coming in. By Yom Kippur, when he comes in, he doesn't have to make any noise. He just comes in quietly. He doesn't need a shliach. He doesn't need to announce he's coming in. He just walks in, so that's enough. Therefore, since he's so chashev on Yom Kippur, he's allowed to walk in along the southern side, the north side, even though Kesed is looking into the Penim. Right, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Mordechashem, Nami Neil Ben Menorah LeKaisel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, his sheet was he has to walk now on the left side or on the Doron side. Because he holds there were two Perechasim, and the first, the outside Perechas, the entrance, was on the Doron side. That's why he walked along between the Menorah and the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda Kasha let him walk all the way along the Kaisel, just like we're saying according to Rabbi Yossi. You walk all the way on the right side along the Tzofen wall, why don't according to Rabbi Yossi walk all the way on the left side along the Durham wall? So my answer is Poshid that Meshachre Manya, his clothing will get dirty. Hey, since the menorah was near the wall the whole time, and the light from the menorah made blackness onto the wall, therefore it would dirty his clothing. So we don't want him to walk along that wall. Therefore, he walks between the menorah and the mizbeach. Shrashi mishachri mani, the god of mashchirin ma'oshen ha-menorah. From the smoke of the menorah, the god will get the black. Sheishchir at the kaisel. That a black in the kaisel. Right. Omer Reb Nosen. Amotraxin, that we learn now about an amotraxin, lo yechriya bor hachomim, ikalafnim ikalachutz. Aloha we have by the base, to make the sharishin, that the dividing point between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichel and the Kodesh wasn't stam a curtain of Perichis, but there was an Amma Traxin, there was a wall, the thickness of an Amma, that was the Mechitza between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's called the Amma Traxin. So Nosson is saying it's a suffer to the Gemara, to Chomim, what din does it have? Does it have a din like Penim, like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or does it have a din like the Chutz, only like the Heichel? That's all. So Rashi says, Traxin, what's the Lashon Traxin? What do they call this wall? The wall Amma Traxin. So Rashi says, Lashon Penim Bechutz. Traxin itself, that the Ritva speaks out, Trax is a Lashon of Penim, and Sin is Lashon Chutz. In other words, they were Mesupe Gufo, what din does this one Amma have? Is this Amma considered like the Penim, like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or is it considered like the outside, like the Hechel, like the Kodesh? So that's true, they had to make a mechitza, a wall, the thickness of an amma, but they have a suffix, what din does this amma have? Therefore they gave it a shame, amma traxin. That means it's a suffix if it's called kepnim, or is it called kechutz? Rashi says, kach re'isi b'talmud Yerushalmi. I saw that in Talmud Yerushalmi. For Ryan Ledover, chasidim or yishreinim or yimachnisim for Hashem derech atraximim. Ve'elechayvim b'maisim. B'madlu shatrak lashin kenisas pnim hu. It's lashin of coming inside to the pnim. So no, this wall was a suffix if it has a lock like inside or lock like outside. And that's Pashtu Pshah, now with Tanakama, now Mishnah. That's why it says by the base of Mikdash Hasheni, since it was much higher, there was at least 40 yamas high. So they can't make a wall 40 yamas high that's only one yamas thick. Therefore they couldn't make the wall anymore. They had to make a prechis. Now we had a suffix, where does the prechis go? Does it go at the beginning of the Yama or at the end of the Yama? Therefore, we had to make two Perechasim. Because like Reb Nosson is saying, we have a suffix, what din does this Yama of the Traxin have? Does the Yama, the thickness of the wall, is like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or is it like the Heichel, the outside? Samora says, Maskev lo Ravina, my timer, what's your suffix? Why your Masufik, what din does this Yama have? Elaim, if you want to tell me Mishum this is because the Pasuk says in Malachim, V'habayis esha bona hamela shloimoi la'ashem shishamama. The bayis that Shlomo HaMelech built was 60 yamis orko long, the Esrim Rochboy, and 20 yamas wide, it was 30 yamas tall. That was like the kochim part of the bayis. Uchsiv, the pasuk says, v'yarboyim v'amo hoya habois, hu ha-heichol lifnoi, that the first 40 yamas of it was the heichol, not the Kodesh Kodoshim, as the first 40 yamas of these 60 yamas was the heichol. Uchsiv, then the pasuk says, ulifnei hadvir esrim amma. Here hadvir here means the kaisel. It means this amatraksin, that in front of the dvir, in front of this kaisel, was 20 yamas, and these 20 yamas is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Oirich is 20 yamas long, the eschrim amma roichet, 20 yamas wide, the eschrim amma kamosai. Here it says it was only 20 yamas tall, that's all. Even though before was mashrim was 30 yamas tall, here it's saying it's only 20 yamas tall. Some unfortunately speak out, some say they want to say Tezgiz one teretz, that this 20 yamas yulis the Gemara in Baba Basra, it gives a teretz and says, "Omishani eschrim amma kamosai mitzvas kruvim ulamala." It means 20 yamas above the kruvim. Shakruvim shasa shleimoi hoimdim bakarkom amishnei tzidi oren gevoyim eser amas. The kruvim itself was 10 amas high. So it means it was another 20 yamas high, then it stems very good. Before we had that the Beis Hamikdash Harishon that Shlomo HaMelech built was 30 yamas tall. There also, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim was also 30 yamas tall. Just was 20 yamas above the kruvim. So it says that the Kodesh HaKadoshim lufnei hadvir eschem amma was 20 yamas by 20 yamas, so 20 yamas tall here. V'lo yadinu, now we don't know, amma traksin, this kaiso, this dvir, this amma, the wall of an amma, I mehani eschem, is it part of the 20 yamas inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is it part of that cheshbin, v'mahani aboyim, or else is it from the outer portion, the outer 40 yamas of the heichel of the Kodesh, is that this amma traksin? In other words, you have measurements that the Kodesh HaKadoshim is 20 yamas. The Heichol was 40 yamas. And we know that there was a wall in between, one yamas thick. The question is, where does this wall go? Is this wall part of the 20 yamas inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Or is this wall part of the 40 yamas outside, part of the Heichol? That's the Suffolk of Rav Nosson Suffolk. So Mora says, no, what kind of, why is that the Suffolk? V'dilma maybe loy mahani esrin v'loy mahani yaboyim. Maybe this wall, the traksin, is not part of the 20 yamas, and it's not part of the 40 yamas. Ha'atayu v'chalola k'choshev. The psukim are only talking about the halal, the ear, inside. Like, how big was the space inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim? It was 20 yamas. How big was the space inside the heichel? 40 yamas. What about the kaisel? We're not talking about the kaisel. The thickness of the walls itself, that's a special cheshbon by itself. The kachoshiv and kaiselim like kachoshiv. Mashenkin, the kaisel, the walls, we're not putting into this cheshbon. Like, what do you say your topic is? We know inside is 20 and outside is 40. And the question is, this one arm of the traksin is a part of the 20, part of the 40? Maybe no. There was 20 yamas inside, that's the space. There was 40 yamas outside the heichel, that's the space of the 40 yamas. What about the wall in between? That's a different cheshbon. This pasuk is not talking about it. And Teda, I'll bring you raya for this. The chol heichel, the kachoshev kasolim, whenever we're talking about the kaisel, about the walls, chashev elibidei, it always puts it in a special cheshbon. Like we cheshbon how much is the inside of the room, how much space there's inside, and then we say separately, how thick is the kaisel? The Tanan, we learned like this, the Mishnah in Midas. The heichol, that means the kodshim, the heichol, this is included, the heichol and the Kodesh HaKadoshim together was meyo al meyo. Together was 100 by 100. Barum meyo. Also high 100. Barum no, meyo al meyo, barum meyo. So what kaisel, how do we have this? Kaisel ulam. First the heichol, the kodshim starts with ulam. So the thickness of the wall of the ulam itself was chomish, was 5 amas thick. Ulam achasasara, and the ulam itself was 11 amis in the space there. So together was 15. Now inside the ulam is the heichel. Kaisel heichel shesh. The thickness of the wall of the heichel itself was 6. This is the raya. Whenever we cheshbon the space inside and the walls, we cheshbon the wall separately. Now we're saying the wall of the heichel was 6 amis thick. The arkoi. Arboyimama, and it was long Arboyimama. That's how wide the heichel was. The amma traksin, and then you had a special amma, the amma traksin. That's the heichel. That's this amma traksin. That's the space of the kaisel itself. The chof amma No, forget it. The heichel was no. Where the kaisel heichel was shesh, the thickness of the heichel was six. Now the ark was the length. How much was the space inside the heichel? Arboyim amah, 40 amos. That's the space. You see, the space by the 40 amos means the space of the heichel. Then it says the yama traksin, a special amo was the thickness of the wall, the dividing point between the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then nochemo, the chof amo beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. 20 yamas was the space alone inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then in back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was Kodesh HaHechel. You had the wall of the Hechel again, which was Sheish, which was another 6 amis a thick. Vehasor, that's again in back of the Kodesh was the Asor, that's a place also used to store things there. Rashi says, Vehasor Sheish, that's Yitziyah Shachure Beis HaProichis. Those are things that projected one out and back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Vehasor Sheish, the Asor there, that's a place used to store things there, was 6 Amis. The Kodesh Asor Chomish, and the wall itself of the Hasor was 5 Amis. So that's how you have 100 Amis. But our core point, what do we see? That when we cheshbon the wall of the traksin, it's not part of the 40 and not part of the 20. There's 40 yamas the space of the heichel. There's 20 yamas the space of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and there's a special amma traksin in between. So what's your sofik? Rav Nosson is saying you have a sofik. Was it part of the pinim, part of the chutz? It was something by itself. So Moshe says poshut. Elo kedusha say the mesut his sofik was what kind of kedusha does it have? Avad, do we know the cheshbon is amma is not part of the 40, not part of the 20. It's a cheshbon by itself. But the shalu is what type of kedusha is this one amma of the traksin? E kalufnim doesn't have the same kedusha as the kodesh hakadoshim does. It's part of the pnim. E kalachutz, or else no, it's considered part of the heichel. It has the kedushas of the heichel. And when you have to make a zrikas adam in the pnim, if you do it on this amma, you're not yotzer the zrika. The zrika has to be done inside and not outside. So that's Rav Nosson Sofik. Avad, we knew this one amma is an amma by itself. It's not part of the cheshbon of the pnim, not part of the cheshbon of the kilchutz. It's the cheshbon by itself. But the shaila is, what type of a kedusha does this have? The more v'hainu diyomer Reb Yechanan, here's what Reb Yechanan said, that boyi Yosef ish hutzel, that he cleared a shaila, what's shan this posik? His Yosef ish hutzel. The posik says, udvir v'soich habayis mitnimo, heichin, Lesitain Shom es Aron Brus Hashem. That the Dvir again, the Dvir is, that's going on the Kaisel, that's the Kaisel Traksin, that's this wall that's dividing. It says, the Dvir, but Teicha Bais is inside the Bais Mepnim, inside. Heichen, prepare it, Lesitain Shom, that inside this wall, that's going to be the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's where you're going to put the Aron, Brus Hashem. So now we boil it, we had a suffix. What does the Pasuk mean, the Dvir, Udvir? That this wall, this Amatraksin, is it called Kepnim? Does it have Kedushas, Kodesh HaKadoshim? Or is it only called Kehechel? Heichi Kamakru, how does the Pasuk mean to say? Udvir b'soich habayis mepnimom, Heichen l'siten shom. So Rashi learns Hochi Kamakru. Mi yarminu do we say Hochi Kamar? Udvir b'soich habayis means mechitzom, also shemasekis b'soich habayis. Make this mechitza, this amatraksin, that's going to divide in the base, in the bias, between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichel. Now, mepnim heichin, ulefnim meyoiso mechitza, and inside, in front of this mechitza, heichin mokam chalalo, make a place there, there's minu lesitin sham es aron, es aron. That's where we're going to put the aron. Alma, what do we see? Devir gufe lav mekdushas pnimhu. That the Oren, that this mechitza is not part of the pnim, part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Pasuk says in front of this mechitza, we'll put the Oren. That's where the Kedusha is. That's one shot. Oy Dilma, Hachakar Mekruo, O Devir means Besarech HaBayis Mepnima Heichel Asit Nishom. In front of this mechitza, that means the mechitza itself has Kedusha's Heichel on it. But inside this mechitza, that's where it starts the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Oy Dilma, the other side is maybe no. Oy dum hochi kommer, u dvir besoich habayis mepnima. Trashi oy dum hochi kommer, u dvir besoich habayis mepnima, te mokam ha dvir gufei mishel pnim hu. The mokam of the mechitz itself has the locha like the pnim, like the inside. V'yoysen, this mokam, the inside mokam, heichen lesita sham, v'yoysen kanis es orin. Prepare yourself to put the urin inside it. So that's gufer of Nosson Sofik. Like what's shan this posik? Udvir v'soich habayis mepnima doesn't mean to say that dvir, the mechitza, is part of the pnim, and as the kedusha of Kodesh HaKadoshim, or do we say no, the dvir itself is called from the outside, and the pasuk is only saying from inside this, that's where we have the kedusha. So that's the suffix of the Gemara, and that's the suffix in the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. To say we have a suffix, what Kedusha does this one Amma of the Traxen have? It was not Kamin in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, that there was 40 Amas high. They couldn't build this wall on Amma thick only. To make it wider, they can't take away from the Mekhaimis or the Beis Hamikdash. So the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, you had to have a Pareches. So since you had a suffix, what din does this Amma have? That's why you have to have two separate Pareches. Fred Gemara, me misafkele. Is it true that like you're saying that Ishutzel, that Yosef Ishutzel had a suffix? What's true on this posik? V'atani, we learned like this. Is Isi ben Yudu Weimer. Isi ben Yudu says, Chomesh Mikroyas, there are only five sukkim by Torah in the Torah, that ain't him achroam. There are only five sukkim in the Torah that we don't know from the sukkim itself, what does it mean? Could be with Ash in other ways, like Mepharshim speak out, because of the trough, because of the Pisak Taimim, maybe we know what it means. But in the psukim itself, we don't know what these psukim mean. But he only says five. The kashrus is he doesn't put in this pasuk in Malachim. Why doesn't he say we have this stuff also about what's from this pasuk? Udvir b'seicha bayis mepnima. But he says there's only five psukim. We have a doubt what it means. Ve'em lo machro. We don't know what the psukim mean. These are the psukim. Pasuk says she'es. Rashi says haloi im seitiv she'es.